We're fully aware of it, but we've stopped doing it. And what we found is that sometimes couples are falling apart, relationships are falling apart, not because of the relationship, but because of the relationship with ourselves.
That's Jay Shetty, and this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Thursday. I am thankful for you joining me today as we have podcast host, former monk, purpose coach, and best-selling author Jay Shetty returning to the show. And today he is going to talk about relationships. So many of us have been in relationships for quite some time. And what typically happens is there is this kind of decline of the relationship. Maybe it's because you get so used to that person and you reach a level of comfortability where you kind of take things for granted. So if that's something that you're going through right now, or maybe have gone through, whether it's being in an intimate relationship or just a relationship with a friend, relationship in any capacity, then this episode really opens your eyes to what is missing or what could potentially be missing in that relationship and what you can do to reignite that flame in your relationships going forward. So without further ado, here's Jay Shetty. Enjoy.
So when was the last time, this is a great question to ask yourself and ask your partner, when was the last time you did something for the first time with your partner, right? When was the last time you did something for the first time with your partner? What's really interesting in the socialization of relationships, what we see in movies, is that there's this nostalgia, there's this affinity we have with recreating an old experience, right? How many times with your current partner or with an ex have you ever recreated a first date? Raise your hands. Don't lie, come on, I know. How many times have you gone back to a place that has always been special, right? You have that one restaurant you just keep going back to because it's special, it's our special place, right? We have this idea that we have to relive old memories. We've been programmed to believe that when you relive old memories, that's what makes life great. And what we don't realize is that instead of trying to relive old memories, we need to be recreating new memories. And experiences and experiments allow us to do that. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you, for those of you who are in relationships, or maybe those of you who just broke up, on a scale of 1 to 10, how well can you predict what your partner is like? If you're in a relationship, how many of you believe you can predict what your partner's about to do or what they're like at 7 out of 10 or above? Raise your hands. 8 out of 10? 9 out of 10? 10 out of 10? Okay, so we're at like an 8 or 9. We all feel like we're at an 8 or 9. It's really interesting because what we've done is we've taken curiosity out of the conversation because of this idea that we've stopped experiencing and experimenting. I was looking at the research behind this and it really blew my mind. I was trying to understand why new relationships feel so exciting and why old relationships can lose that excitement. And there's loads of reasons for this, but the study that I looked at showed me something really fascinating. It was showing us how, when you first start dating someone, there's two emotional experiences you're having. One is excitement, that's obvious. We know what that feels like, the chemistry, the butterflies, that nervousness, that excitement, right? We know what that feels like. And the other is stress. So when you start dating someone, what you're actually experiencing is excitement and stress. And that together is what feels like chemistry. So the excitement is, oh my God, am I gonna get their number? And then when you get their number, it's like, are they gonna reply to my message? Right, it's the stress. The excitement is, oh my gosh, what do I say to them? And now the stress is, wait, they haven't replied for 3 hours, right? And that excitement and that stress, it creates this energy that's really enthralling for the mind, brain, and body. And we get really sucked in. So when you're first meeting someone, excitement, stress. I really like them, I'm excited. Do they like me? The stress. Excitement, stress. Now what happens is once you've been with someone for 1 year, for 3 years, for 5 years, for 10 years, for 15 years, the stress goes down, which means the excitement starts to subside, and now you experience something called comfort. Now seeing that person does not stress you out anymore. Now them seeing you first thing in the morning doesn't stress them out anymore, right? You start to reduce the stress, the excitement drops as well, and we get into a space of comfort. So what's happening is that we no longer see new sides or new parts of this same person. And for those of us who are feeling that I can predict my partner 8 to 9 out of 10, we're at danger of feeling that everything's so comfortable and so simple and so easy, and we know what they're gonna do, that we lose curiosity and we lose that sense of wonder and we lose that excitement. So I find that when you choose to do something that you don't usually do, you choose to go down a new road, you choose to go to a new restaurant, you choose to do something that is so random and so outlandish. I remember a couple of years back, my wife and I just got into loads of extreme things that really helped us. In one year, we really got into cold plunges, we really got into infrared saunas, we went skydiving together. Like, we were doing things that were totally random for both of us. Now, I'm not saying you have to do any of those three things, you can find your own one. But what I did find was I saw a completely different side to a human that I thought I knew inside out. And that's what we're missing in these growing, developing, blossoming relationships, where we're just thinking that all we're seeing is the same old person. So I wanna give you two things here for connection. When you meet someone new, how many of you have bumped into someone new at South by Southwest? Okay, great, I'm glad you're leaving with some new friends. How many of you have found your new girlfriend or boyfriend or partner at South by Southwest? All right, not there yet. Hopefully after this session, right? When you meet someone new, notice how we feel connected by finding something old out about them. What I mean by that is when you meet someone new and you're like, wait a minute, we grew up in the same town. Wait a minute, oh, we went to the same college. How do we not know that? Oh, we have the same person in common. Like, when you meet someone new and you discover something old about them, like an old connection of yours, it makes you feel closer to that person. Agree? Right? When you can discover, we came from the same town, we worked in the same industry, we liked the same movies, whatever it may be, an old thing about you is what makes you feel closer to someone new. It's the opposite for someone you've had in your life for a long time. Someone that's old in your life, the more new things you discover about them, the deeper that relationship gets. So that's where experiences and experiments have a huge impact. The third one is education. And this one's more of a personal journey, but an important one. I want to ask you this question. What have you quit doing that your younger self would cry about? Anyone here want to shout it out? What have you quit doing? What have you stopped doing in your life that your younger self would quite be upset? Yeah, go on.
Playing soccer?
What position do you play?
Center back?
That's a good position. You look a bit like Sergio Ramos, actually. You could, if you know who that is. You want to start playing again?
I'd love to exercise for joy
again. Okay, I love that. What he said, if you can't hear at the back, is he'd love to exercise for joy again. How beautiful is that? Give him a round of applause. I love that. Who else? Who else is something that the youngest self would cry about that they're not doing today? Who else has something? Shout it out. Sorry?
Just having fun.
We just stopped having fun, right? There's this amazing quote from George Bernard Shaw where he said, we don't stop playing because we get old. We get old because we stop playing. And it's so interesting, right? We've just disconnected from that. We've disconnected from that. Anyone else? I love these, by the way. These are beautiful. Anyone else? Sorry?
Drawing.
Are you good at drawing? You probably still are. You probably still are. It's so fascinating, right? What did you used to draw? What did you like drawing?
Realism.
Cool. It's amazing how we know what it is. Like you, I'm literally asking you this in 3 seconds, and people are just shouting things out. We know deep down what we left behind. We're fully aware of it, but we've stopped doing it. And what we found is that sometimes couples are falling apart, relationships are falling apart, not because of the relationship, but because of the relationship with ourselves. Right? In every relationship, there's 3 relationships. There's the relationship you have with each other, but then there's the relationship that that person has with themselves and the relationship you have with yourself. And we're so disconnected from that individual personal relationship that we actually feel we have such little value to offer. How many times are you sitting with a friend or a partner or something, you're like, I don't know what to talk about. And it's because we've stopped investing in ourselves. We've stopped doing something that brings us life. We've stopped doing the thing that brings us joy, having fun, exercising for joy again, right? The idea that if I've stopped feeling full and alive, how am I going to enliven the person that I'm sitting right next to? I've seen this happen so many times where we think the problem is each other. And really, there's no problem. The challenge is we're not growing individually. We're not working on ourselves individually that then creates this excitement and dynamism in a relationship. And you may find at times in your relationship that you're growing at different levels, right? This happens with friends too, right? You're growing at different paces. It's very hard to find someone who's growing at exactly the same pace, at exactly the same time, in exactly the same way. That's very rare. But if one of you is growing at a certain time, you can help the other one. And when that person's growing, they can pull you along. That's what makes a great relationship, whether it's a friendship or a romantic relationship. But the challenge we have is we've quit doing something that brought us joy. There's a beautiful thought from a writer named Paul Tillich, going back to our point on loneliness. And he said that in the English language, there's 2 words for being alone, but we only use one of them, loneliness. But he said there's another word that we don't use, solitude. And Paul Tillich wrote that solitude is the strength of being alone, the glory of being alone, in his words. Whereas loneliness is seen as the weakness of being alone. So what we've lost is the ability to be alone with ourselves and develop ourselves and build ourselves so that we can bring to this relationship what we want to bring. One of my favorite thoughts is from a writer in the 1900s. And if you know my work, you've heard me say this before, but I have to say it every time I'm on stage because I like to honor him, and it's one of my favorite things of all time. And it's from a writer named Cooley. And in the 1900s, he wrote, he said, the challenge today is, I'm not what I think I am. I'm not what you think I am. I am what I think you think I am. Let that blow your mind for a moment. Charles Horton Cooley wrote, he said, the challenge today is, I'm not what I think I am. I'm not what you think I am. I am what I think you think I am. Let me break that down. What that means is we live in a perception of a perception of ourselves, which means if I think you think I'm smart, I feel smart. But if I think you think I'm weak, then I feel weak. And in our partnership, what we do is we get so lost in thinking, well, what does that person think of me now? What do they feel about me now? And so we get so removed from how we feel about ourselves that we stop investing in ourselves, we stop building ourselves, we stop growing ourselves. And so I would encourage you all, anyone who wants to increase their emotional intimacy and reduce their emotional distance, ask yourself, when was the last time you worked on yourself? When was the last time you gave yourself a feeling of worth, a feeling of confidence that you could then bring back into that partnership? It can rejuvenate an entire relationship.
Big thanks to Jay Shetty for stopping by. And today's take-home lesson from him is to pour back into ourselves and to do something that really reignites that spark in our life so that we can show up better for ourselves and our relationships. And I'll go off on a quick ad lib here, and I'll say that for me, I went through a lot of the things that Jay Shetty had mentioned, of that just kind of dying of yourself and not being, losing that spark. And for me, what I realized over the past just couple of weeks, that I really love basketball. I love playing basketball. I don't really watch it too much. I'm not a big TV watcher by any means. I really love watching, listening to clips and doing the things that I'm doing right now. But I really missed like playing basketball. So recently I started to pick it back up, and even doing 10 minutes, I've gone where I've had literally like 8 minutes to go play, and I would just go, I'll just grab the basketball, I'll just shoot around, and everybody's playing, you know, like 10, 15 guys are playing, and they're like, you know, you want to get next, you want to play? And I'm like, no, I don't have time. I just, you know, just came to shoot around. And they're like, kind of like, what? Like, yeah. I'm like, this is what I just love to do. I just really just love being around basketball. I really love being around the guys. And those 8 minutes are so important to me. And I didn't realize how important it was until I went back to it. So I highly, highly encourage you to do something that reignites that small flame, even if you only have 8 minutes. It really, really makes a huge, huge difference. All right. If you'd like to connect with Jay, you can go to his website, jayshetty.me. His Instagram, his YouTube are both Jay Shetty. If you'd like to check out his podcast, which is highly, highly successful podcast, it is entitled On Purpose with Jay Shetty. And his latest book is entitled Think Like a Monk, Train Your Mind for Peace and Purpose Every Day. And the last time we had him on the show was episode 298. So you can go and check that out if you like to. And lastly, if you want to watch the entire talk, which I watched about half of it, I haven't watched the entire talk yet, but what I've watched, it's been really good. And that is entitled, or you can go to YouTube and type in, I Miss You When You're Next to Me, A Conversation with Jay Shetty, South by Southwest 2024. And I'll have the links to everything I just mentioned to connect with him and his work, and a link to the entire talk. They'll all be in the show notes section, which is right below the episode where you're listening to this podcast. So you can go check that out. You can click any link to connect with him, to connect with his work, to connect with his podcast, and that's where it will be. And lastly, don't forget to follow the show, share it, or leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts. It's greatly, greatly appreciated. And as always, I appreciate you. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.